Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Verse 26. Aho alam slagyatamam yadokulam.
Aho alam
slagyatamam yadokulam. Aho alam punyatamam Yadesha Pumsam Shibhashyapati Sujanmana Chankramanena Chanchati Aho Alam Slaghatamam Yadokulam Aho Alam Punyatamam Madhubanam Yadesha Pumsam Rishabhashyapati Sujanmana Chankramanena Chanchati Aho Alam Slaghyatamam Yadopalam Aho Alam Punyatamam Madhubanam Yadesha Pumsam Shibhashyapati Svajanmana Chankramanena Chanchati
Svajanmana
Alam. Verily. Slaghyatamam. Supremely glorified. Yado. Of King Yadu. Kulam. Dynasty. Aho. Oh. Alam. Verily. Punyatamam.
Supremely virtuous.
Madho Banam.
The land of
Mathura.
Yat.
Because.
Esha.
This.
Pomsam.
Of all the living beings.
Rishabha.
Supreme leader.
Shriya.
Of the goddess of fortune.
Pati.
Husband.
Sojanmana.
By his appearance.
Chankramanena.
By crowing.
Chaanchati.
Glories.
Glorious.
Translation.
Oh,
how supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu,
and how virtuous
is the land of
Mathura,
where the
supreme leader
of
all
living beings,
the husband of
the goddess of
fortune, has
taken his birth
and wandered in his
childhood.
Purport.
In the
Bhagavad Gita, the
personality of God and
Sri Krishna has
expressively
given
a description
of his transcendental
appearance,
disappearance, and activities.
The
Lord appears
in a particular
family or place
by his inconceivable
potency.
He does not
take his birth
as a conditioned
soul
quits his body
and accepts
another body.
His
birth is like
the appearance and
disappearance of
the sun.
The sun
arises on
the eastern horizon,
but that
doesn't mean
that the eastern
horizon is
the parent of
the sun.
The sun
is existent in
every part of the
solar system,
but
he becomes
visible
at a set scheduled
time and so
also becomes
invisible
at another
scheduled time.
Similarly,
the Lord appears
in this universe
like
the sun and again
leaves our sight
at another time.
He
exists at all times
and at every
place,
but by
his causeless mercy,
when he appears before
us,
we
take it for granted
that he has
taken his birth.
Anyone
who can
understand this truth
in terms of
the statements of
revealed scriptures
certainly
becomes liberated
just after
quitting the present
body.
Liberation
is obtainable
after many
births and
after great endeavor
in patience
and perseverance
in knowledge
and renunciation.
But
simply by knowing
in truth about
the Lord's transcendental
births and activities,
one can
get liberation
at once.
That is
the verdict
of the
Bhagavad Gita.
But
those who are in
darkness of
ignorance conclude
that the Lord's birth
and activities in
the material world are
similar to those
of the ordinary
living being.
Such
imperfect
conclusions
cannot give anyone
liberation.
His
birth, therefore,
in the family of
King Yadu
as the son of
King
Vasudeva
and his transfer
to the family of
Nanda Maharaj
in the
land of Mathura
are all transcendental
arrangements
made by the
internal potency of
the Lord.
The fortunes
of the Yadu dynasty
and that
of the inhabitants
of the land of
Mathura
cannot be
materially
estimated.
If
simply by knowing
the transcendental
nature of
the birth and
activities of
the Lord, one
can get liberation
easily,
we
can just imagine
what it is
in
store for those
who actually
enjoy
the company of the
Lord in
person
as a
family member
or as a neighbor.
All
those who were
fortunate
enough to associate
with the Lord,
the husband of the goddess
of fortune,
certainly
obtained
something more
than what
is known as
liberation.
Therefore,
rightly,
the dynasty
and the land
are both
ever glorious
by the grace
of the Lord.
Magyan
Tamananda
Shigaranjana
Shalakaya
Chakshu Maritam
Jena Tatsana
Shigarave
Namaha
Shri Chaitanya Mano
Bhishtang
Papitam Jena
Bhutale
Payam Rupa
Dahmakyam
Lalati
Sabadantikam
Vandeham
Shri Guru Shri
Yutavada Kamalam
Shri Guru
Vaishnavam
Sa Shri
Rupam
Sagrajatam
Sahagana
Raghunatam Mita
Tang
Kajivam
Sadvaitam
Sabadutam
Parijana
Sahitam
Krishna
Chaitanya Devam
Shri Radha
Krishna Vadam
Arana
Lalita
Shri Shakaram
Cha
Shri
Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nitananda
Shri Advaita
Gadara Shri
Vasudeva
Bhaktavinda
Hare
Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Ram
Hare Ram
Ram Ram
Hare Hare. Aho alam slaghetamam yado kulam, aho alam punyatamam madurvanam, tadesha pumsam shabashya pati, sajanmana chankramanena chansati. Oh, how supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu, and how virtuous is the land of Mathura, where the supreme leader of all living beings, the husband of the goddess of fortune, has taken his birth and wandered in his childhood. Chankramanena is given as crawling. So,
crawling past.
Crawling past. So,
that's it for Linda.
For what?
Linda.
Yeah, that's another thing. But as far as crawling goes, in the Bhagavatam, in like the 7th chapter or something, 10th canto, they're talking about crawling, but Krishna and Balaram are crawling for a very short time because they're not like normal humans. So they crawl for a very short while, but it's very relishable. So I remembered in the Kusha Krata, I put some songs of Gopal Champu, and some of the songs in the beginning of the Gopal Champu are describing Krishna's crawling, Rajiva Goswami. And unfortunately, I couldn't find the book, but I did scribble it down somewhere from somewhere. So it's very, I thought it was nectar, because Jiva Goswami is the topmost poet. So here are three shlokas that I scribbled down about Krishna's crawling. Kinkini gana ranane huidi ruchidari padajuga charana kutuka vihari. Kinkini gana ranane huidi ruchidari padajuga charana kutuka vihari. Which means that Krishna, we can take it Balaram also, but it says specifically Krishna, you eagerly move your feet with your twinkling ankle bells, tinkling ankle bells. And this way, you delight everyone's heart. Kinkini means the ankle bells. So we can just imagine he's crawling with the sound. Ranane means the sound. And what is the sound doing? Vidhi ruchidari is giving ruchidari, is manifesting pleasure in the heart. Vidhi ruchidari. Parajuga chalana kutuka bihari. Kutuka means very eagerly. And the bihari is pastime. Parajuga, the 2 feet. And he's chalana, he's moving. Parajuga chalana kutuka bihari. Akalita janamilane tasmarapashari jananam pratigati chapalabhari. So here's describing that he's moving very quickly and crawling to his mother. Frim simply says that. And in this third one, just describing. Go rasakirni bhavi panke. It's a very nice meditation. Go rasa means milk, the nectar from the cow. Go rasa kirni bhavi panki laguchari varana karana vag atichari. Varana karana vag atichari. So he's disobeying his order, the order to stop crawling. And he's slowly crawling on the ground, which is muddy with milk. Muddy with milk. Punky. Punky means mud. And go-rasa is the milk. So we were just hearing that milk is also a some cure of COVID. Some scientists are checking that into that in other countries. It may not happen here, but don't be shy about taking milk. It may protect you from COVID. So they do other types of research in all over the world, so they're discovering that milk is, hopefully that's true, because we're taking milk anyway, but we want to take more milk. So here in this verse, Aho Alam, this poetic, after all, this is Punya Shloka. Krishna is called Punya Shloka. Devotees are also called Punya Shloka. Punya Tamam, the most auspicious place. So this Mathura Mahatmya, the glories of Mathura are being enunciated. In the Upadeshamrita, at the end, near the end, Vaikuntha Janitovara Madhupari. Tatrapya Soltava. Rupa Goswami is taking us from Vaikuntha directly into the Mathura, and then he's gradually giving us Govardhan and Radhakund like that. So, because Mathura is glorified in many of the Puranas as a very sacred, most sacred, Punya Tamam. And although Krishna is also known as the, here in this verse, as Shriyapati, Yagyapati, Bajapati. Sukadeva Goswami also addresses him as the Shriyapati, in the same way later on. This is also Sukadeva Goswami, we can say, in his prayer, so he's speaking like that. Rishabha. And he also describes Krishna as Rishabha. We know Rishabdev, the chief of the, means chief, most important, Rishabha, the supreme leader. So in this purport, Prabhupada is also stressing about janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata. If one understands, many times Prabhupada would say, not superficially either. There's a basic understanding. Many times we meet Indians, they say, yes, we know about Krishna, but they don't know that much. They know something. We consider that there's so much to know, Srimad Bhagavatam. Just to study one canto, you can take your whole life. And just to study one canto, and then there's 12 cantos spoken. Bhagavad Gita is ABC. Also, this, you can read that over. We read the whole Bhagavad Gita recently, last week. We chanted it. I mean, there's so many things in Bhagavad Gita. If you say 700 shloka, each shloka is four lines, each line. Vidya Bhagavata Vidhi. So Bhagavata means punya, most auspicious. Shushushosha Dadana Sivasadeva Kataru Chihi. In the beginning of Bhagavata, just before this in the second chapter, described there. Shushushosha Dadana Sivasadeva Kataru Chihi. Those who are very anxious, eager to hear they'll get a taste for this ruchi. We just heard that in Jiva Goswami. And the more this taste comes, Sanatana Goswami describes it in a way in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that there's some discussion between meditating and chanting. So he's basically not that much different. By chanting, you're meditating. You might just want to meditate without chanting or something. So he gives the opinion that you'll increase by shuddha. This word is used also. Vivardamana. It's increasing. In other words, by reading the Bhagavatam, one increases his taste for Vasudeva Paragati, Vasudeva. Param Gati. He is the Maka Vasudeva Para Yoga. Whatever you want to say, if you're into yoga, tapasya, Vasudeva Para Tapasya. Vasudeva is the goal. So if one gets a taste for Vasudeva Kata, Ruchi, how does he get it? That's also described in that one shloka. So many things are given. Shushushosha Dadana Shavasadeva Gata Shan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirtanishevana. By doing seva for a very exalted person is Punyatirta. Great devotees are called Punyatirta, Punya Shloka. That we hear in Bhagavad Gita that one has to be finished with all punya and all pop. That's true, but at the same time, how do you get to the highest point? It's described the cowherd boys in Vrindavan, that they must have performed billions of lifetimes of punya to get to the point of playing with Krishna in Vrindavan. One cannot jump immediately. Even in Gita is described prapya punya katam lokan ushitva shashvati shama shuchinam shimitam gehe. If one fails in Krishna consciousness, described here that in this purport also taking birth again, but devotees don't mind, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I don't mind taking birth even as an insect if I can get it, the association of punya tirtha. Some, he doesn't use that word, but he says a great person. But I don't want to become Brahma if I don't get this association. So devotees are after the association of these great advanced persons. Punya tirtha nishevana. Shinvatam sakata krishna punya shavana kirtan. It's telling us that there's no need to go outside for any punya. The final sum total of punya means just this samsevaya, surataro, the desire tree of service. This is final. When Prabhupada was approached about this question about punya, devotees humbly said, well, we don't feel like we did any kind of punya. We're not very pious. I didn't come from a pious family. Even Rupa Goswami says humbly that he doesn't come, he doesn't have no pious shubha karma, na prema shavana adibak. One shouldn't think that he's, in one or two places Prabhupada says, when he talks about this taking birth, that a advanced yogi, any prapya punya katan lokan ushit vasa, these several verses at the end of the sixth chapter describing this situation. One is yoga brashta vijayate, even though one falls from this path, he's never lost. There's no loss of diminution. But again, he takes another birth, and after many samsiddhau kurunanda, he becomes perfect. So Prabhupada said that if one is a very advanced person, and then he can take birth in the family of Acharya, Punya Tirtha. Like Prabhupada said, he considered his father also on the level of Acharya. And he said he met his Guru Maharaj, we're talking about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta tomorrow, his appearance. Such an amazing, we can hear again and again every time we're hearing about his, how great a person he is. And his father is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we spend our life just to study the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Purva-sanchitai, after many Bhagavad Bhakti, I forget that verse. that verse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes it, I forget, but it says, after many accumulation of these pious activities, sometimes the gopis are even thinking that the flute has performed some special pious activity. It has chanted some special magic mantra or has gone done some special tapasya because it's getting the association. So we're not averse to pious activity. In fact, Krishna actually encourages pious activity in the 12th chapter. If you can't atai tarapishakto sikartam madhyogamash, if you can't fix your mind, maya vesha manoye mam, directly on me, that's okay. Of course, Arjuna didn't have this problem, but anyone who reads Bhagavad Gita, they'll be encouraged by Krishna. Because Krishna says that if somehow you can't think directly of me, that's okay. You should do your prescribed duties, even in Varnashram. And even if you can't do that, then you can do something. Prabhupada says, even if you do some work for the good of the community or hospital or something. Of course, generally we We don't encourage that. But still, Krishna is saying, you do something because it purifies, that even purifies the heart. And so after many, many, if you want to take the slow route, you can do like that. The Prabhupada says, Bahonam Janmanamante, there's so many births. When finally one becomes a Jnani, there's so many people who are attracted to Krishna or approach Krishna. Tesham Jnani Nityukta Eka Bhaktir. The Jnani is the best. Vishishyate is the best. Udared, he's the most advanced. But if one simply remains a Jnani, and he takes birth again and again as a Jnani, Bahunam Janmanamante, Jnanaram Maam Prabhupada. Finally, he'll have to come to Vasudev Ruchi anyway. So Prabhupada said, why waste your time? Don't do that. That's a slow way, you know, touching your nose like. So the Acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Even he says, Punya Khyati. I'm just doing some pious activity so maybe I can get a little fame. So devotees, when they read that, they think Lord Chaitanya is saying this funny thing. It really, it's actually funny if you think that. Mahaprabhu is the source of everything. The Chaitanya, Krishna, Jagati, Paratattam, Paramiha. He's not different from Krishna. Yata, yata, gora, padara, vinde. Just by meditating on the feet of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his love for Radha Krishna will increase, no doubt. And here we're talking about the Vrindavan Dhamma, basically, Mathura. But Vrajabhumi Vas, Vrajabhumi is non-different. The residents, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's many descriptions of Mathura, Mathura Mahatmya, the whatever applies there also applies in Navadvip. So it's also, there's a system, not always followed, but especially Prabhupada said we had our Gorpurnim festival. First we would go to Mayapur just to become purified. Because in Mayapur, offenses are not taken very seriously. And then go to Vrindavan. And then, even, we're talking about Bhakti Siddhanta. And he heard his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saying, actually, I want to build a kutir in Kurukshetra. Because in Kurukshetra, actually one time Bhakti Siddhanta said, in front of some of his disciples, he said, actually, Vrindavan is for shallow people. So some of Bhakti Siddhanta's disciples, they became alarmed. Oh. What's he saying now? Mathura Vrindavan is for shallow thinkers. Because, he said, the highest paragon, final, when Radharani is in Kurukshetra, but she's saying, Priyaso Yam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Marita Tataham Sarad. I'm the same Radharani. After a long time, gopis came there during the eclipse and they met Krishna, but Radharani was not transcendentally pleased because there was separation from Vrindavan. So it almost, because, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, it's just the closest thing, and the description is given just like when you playing some sports and someone's kicking the soccer ball, say, and it just misses the goal. Boom. It's getting so close. So in this way, just before the dawn, it's chilly. So Radharani is feeling this just so close to Krishna, feeling this separation. So Mahaprabhu is giving this very elevated, sometimes I think about how we used to give out these Chaitanya Charita big fat, like Adi One is particularly a fat book, and give those out to people in the street. They don't even have any clue of anything. Never got an Upadeshamrita, Isha Upanishad, a Bhagavad Gita, Tristika, Bhagavad Gita, and then someone would hand them a Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very, very elevated. So Mahaprabhu is giving this elevated Ujjvala Rasam, Sabhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dutika Dhammasni. And so therefore Prabhupada said, yes, I've given you your pious credits. just by association, punya tirtanishe. Tat purushini shevayat. Shukadev gives a similar, again, in the sixth, with Prickin Maharaj is asking so many questions. Adunaha Mahabhaga, how can they become fortunate? All these sinful people, how can they become pious? So many pious activities are given, you know, digging wells. And there's still some pious people. Not everyone's a total demon, but they try to do so many good things. Then they, if they're doing good things, then they see a devotee in the street or in the Harinam, they think, oh, what's this? Or they take a book because they're doing good. One who does good is never overcome. Nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tata gacchiti. That's another sixth chapter Bhagavad Gita verse. One who does good is never overcome by evil. So there's so many things in Gita about yoga all the way up to the end of the sixth chapter, and then becomes the middle chapters. Maya Sakta, think of Krishna. And then again, at the 12th chapter, again, Arjuna asks, so just tell me again, Krishna. I never tire of hearing your nectarian words like that. So we never tire, and it's always increasing. Who can come to the end? Vivardamanasya. Sasadadanasya Vivardamana. Those who are eager to hear and chant, develop a taste, gradually the sinful activities fall away. All offenses fall away naturally. They don't even stand. Vilajamana, the material energy becomes embarrassed, ashamed to stand before such great persons. So these are the punya shloka. Punya tirtani shevanat. The most pious, we could say Prabhupada is most pious. We could say he's so far beyond that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Acharyas. So they embody, they can give, they can make people pious. Papo tapa nikrintano tanubhitam. Six Goswamis, it is said in the Ashtakam. Papo tapa nikrintano tanubhitam. Govinda, how do they do it? Govinda ganamritai. They pour on them the songs of Govinda, just like we heard this songs, not very well sung by me, but like Jiva Goswami. His songs, when he's writing Gopal Champu, it's full of shlokas. They're all songs. Some of them are small and bigger. Some of them have two, three meanings, you know, super, super incredible genius. So these are the song, Govinda Ganamritai, and they're pouring. That's why Krishna says at the end of the Gita, Nachatasma Manusheshu Kaschid Me Prikritama. First he says to Arjuna, those who are not austere, not pious, don't have faith, don't bother with them. But still, he says, but those who preach, Nachatasma Manusheshu Kaschid Me Prikritama, they are most dear to me. So the devotees, our acharyas, our Prabhupads, our Bhaktivinodas, our Rupa Goswamis, our six Goswamis, they have given and left so much. It's all nectar songs and so much philosophy so we can understand. Otherwise, people are bereft of pious activities. Kali Yuga means Kali Mala Nashanam. Kalyananam Nidanam Kali Mala Masanam Pavanam Pavanam. They need Pavanam to become purified. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yuga Dharma, Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma, Nama Sankirtan. He has come with the Sankirtan, and he is the embodiment of Sankirtan. And Sankirtanaika Pitaro, here is described in this verse, Pati, the husband, the father. So Mahaprabhu has come as the protector of the Yuga Dharma by giving the holy name. Sankirtanasya, Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Vijubaro Yuga Dharma. But he's the Vishvambaro, he's Vishvambara, Mahaprabhu is Vishvambara. He maintains the universe. Some words are used here also. Rishabha, Shriapati. So also Vishvambara is another word that he maintains. He's maintaining. Sa esha atmatma vatamadishvaras. Tarimayo dhanamamas tapo maya. There's so many pious activity, tapasya. So by doing this, shara shabdi vishvas kohi sudhita nishchoy. Krishna bhakti koli sarva karma krito. Doing Krishna bhakti according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything else is accomplished. If one has faith that if I do Krishna bhakti, I don't need to go do anything else. Shara shabdi vishvas, full faith. Kohi sudhita, strong faith. Krishna bhakti koli sarva karma krita. All of our good karma are done. No need. Yeshan kvantagadam pap janana punya karma. Te dvanda mahana mukta. One will naturally lose all affinity in this material. All illusion will fall away. Will faint. The glories of material energy will faint away. And so not much more can be done beside bhakti bhaktyaham akayagrahya, Krishna says. That's all. There's nothing higher. Krishna matak parataram nanya kinchadasti dananjaya sutre maniganayava. Krishna says, nothing higher than myself. Matak like that. And so therefore, we're going on reading Bhagavatam, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. We just heard the glories of Bhakti Samadhi Saraswati, his favorite book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many quotes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Glorifying Slugyatamam. This is the business of these great personalities, simply glorifying. Not just glorifying, translating or telling, but also giving deep meaning. Sanatana Goswami, he doesn't go directly to Mathura, but he's showing also Dwarka, Ayodhya in between, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, but he's making wonderful shlokas, and then again he's giving his own purports to that also. So these personalities can never be glorified enough. To glorify them means to glorify Krishna, because all they're doing is glorifying. We don't have any power to glorify, to invent. Some people may be able to. Just like I was looking at these books. I have a big collection of Kusha Krata's books. He translated so many books. So, but he also wrote his own slokas. He became, in a very short while, he learned Sanskrit, not from the time of 9 years old, 5 years old, but almost 30, say 29, 28, 29. And then he learned Sanskrit, and within two, three, four, 5 years, he was then making his own slokas. What to speak of someone like Jiva Goswami, Arupa Goswami, Raghunath Das. He's bringing us into his lila. So much glorification is beyond Vilapakusamanjali. It's glorifying his prayers, but at the same time, he's taking us into his position in Goloka Vrindavan. So this window is open for anyone who can come. Gradually one can get to this point. One cannot jump, but simply by taking the holy name, one gets these realizations, one after another. Okay, so is there any comments, questions? Ati Machyani Bhagavan, here Prabhupada mentions superhuman acts just to prove this. That's the last one. But the super Ati Martyani Bhagavan in the first canto, one verse, describes Ati Martyani means beyond this Martyaloka, where everyone is dying, Bhutva Bhutra Paliyate, again and again. He has to take birth. So when we get this human form of life, it's described later in the Bhagavatam, Nabasvataritam, getting the favorable breezes of this glorification, and it's entering in the ears. Namaikam Yasha, even the holy name entering once in the ear, Namaikam Yasha, purifies, it goes into the heart, purifies the heart. Punya, and one becomes, one cannot immediately go. Someone may only hear the holy name walking in the street, he becomes, makes some advancement. Next life, he may hear it 10 times. So this is gradual. It can be immediate, one moment, Prabhupada said, or it can be very gradual. So either way, Vasudeva Kataruchi, one has to develop his taste to hear about it. What was the question? Somebody got a microphone?
So this idea of the verse, Yesham Twantakatam, upon that those who have accumulated pious activities in this life and in previous lives, whose simple activities are completely eradicated, they engage my service with determination. So, but just by performing pious activities, your simple activities are not going to be eradicated, correct?
No, according to Krishna, they are gradually, because, or else why would he speak the 12 chapter verses? That gradually, you know, or even if one becomes a great yogi, then he can go and then take birth in Shuchinam Shimitam Gehe, in a very either wealthy or opulent, some type of family, elevated family.
So gradually pious activities, then they get the opportunity.
He's not fully developed. Every time I read that 12th chapter, I think about that. Or in the, 68th verse, in the 18th chapter, Shubha Lokan, he can take birth in a very auspicious, pious, planet of the pious, so that he says by hearing this conversation, right? But that's also the long way route. So, therefore, but it's given, you can do it. So the pious activities have some effect.
Mm-hmm. What about like the story of King Nirga, where he was so pious? What is that trying to do?
That's saying, don't go the slow way, you know. But that's also Krishna's lila. So that we cannot say, I can't say. I mean, I don't want to become a lizard, but I'd be lucky. If you gave out 10, how many cows? He gave out billions of cows, millions of cows, thousands anyway. And then one cow, just think how extreme that is. One cow accidentally, you know, and then he got punished. But Krishna directly delivered him. So that happened also.
Was it trying to show that pious activities can be kind of dangerous?
No, one should always, you know, you don't want to do sinful activity, obviously, but by doing Krishna Bhakti Koli Sarvakam, then all those things are accomplished. I mean, there are people who are pious. I mean, Prabhupada said he created our, like that, but at the same time, when we read about it, then we see that gradually there's progression. May take thousands, a whole bhata sapacho to gariyan yadhi bhagri, or those who take the holy name, it's understood, they have accomplished all tapus, tapas, all types of tapasya in previous lives, and they become as good as brahmanas. Aryas, most advanced, Aryan. So they've already accomplished in previous lives, no need. So if sometimes you get a course, I guess, in school, and they give you something, they review old work. It doesn't mean that or the one-room schoolhouse, and they're teaching so many kids, some of them in 10th grade, some are in second. So some of the stuff in the Bhagavad Gita might be for those second grade people. First grade is kindergarten. One schoolhouse is there in Bhagavad Gita. All types of yoga are there. Yoginam, finally Krishna says, he gives the conclusion. So I probably gave that example of an office worker. He's in the office with his boss. The boss tells him to do so many things. Go across town, do this. go here and do that. So next day he says, okay, I want you to take the trash out. And no, yesterday you told me to go and do this and that. Why are you telling me now to take trash? No, you're fired. Because they take the final instruction. So Prabhupada said, the Gita, final instruction, sarva dharmam, mamana, think of me. Give up all your other dharmas. They're all pious activities. Very nice. But give that all. Mame kam. Just surrender to me. Manmana bhava madva. Still so many things are given in Gita. I mean, all the stuff in fourth chapter about, Prabhupada said, we don't say press nose. Ha ha. Prabhupada used to laugh at pranayam. I mean, but it's given there in Gita. Pranayama. So many things are given. I'd take your whole life just to know how to do it exactly. You know. Like the way Iyengar is describing, you got a whole big book on it. You can spend your whole day doing. But you know, still, there's some effect. It's good for health, Prabhupada said. It's good for health. We don't, but we know that it's only a tiny part. Not no. The main thing is you have a nice vehicle, this body. After many births, in the Bhagavatam later in the 11th, 12th chapter, canto, you've got Surabham, Sudurabham. This body is very hard to get and it's very wonderful, so you should utilize it for. What is it? What's that verse?
Huh?
Oh, Nrideyam Ajam Surabham Sudurabham. Guru Karna Dharam. So you go to the Punya, to the Guru, and he's the captain of the ship, Guru Karna Dharam, and he will take over the ship and tell you what to do with it. Otherwise, let's say you got a model ship in a plastic or a wooden something in a box. There's no direction and you just couldn't do anything with it. So we got this body, but we didn't do anything with it. And it takes a long time to get it, such a thing. And if one doesn't utilize it, what does it say? Then he's a fool. What's Puman Viraja? Puman what? Virabdin? Atmaha. Then he's killer of the soul. He wasted his time. Nirvitta Tasharu, I was thinking the other. What?
So you know the story of King Yudhisthira when he. So he didn't touch the ground. And then when.
Oh, yeah.
They say that.
Because he didn't listen to Krishna, his feet touched the ground.
Right. But that's.
His feet, no, the chariot or his feet.
I thought it was his feet. He didn't touch the ground at all.
Was it his feet or the chariot?
Was it Hindu idea or Krishna
idea? No,
but.
But because he hesitated, he didn't want. He never told a lie. He never told a lie. But then when he was said, "Well, you're supposed to say Ashutama," and then
yeah.
The elephant is dead, because he hesitated to follow Krishna's instruction, then his feet touched the ground. But the Hindu idea, I think, is that
no, because that's the Hindu idea. That is the Hindu idea.
What's the Hindu idea?
Hindu idea is that we should not be lying.
And right. Prabhupada didn't say it?
Prabhupada said that actually he didn't follow Krishna. That's all right.
That's right.
Yeah. The chariot touched.
Right. He didn't follow. Okay, so you're saying that he's not pious now?
No, I'm just saying that it just shows that the Supreme just followed Krishna's instruction. That
yeah, that's it.
Any
but the Pandavas, in the fifth canto, Pandavas are glorified so much. So we can't say, because what does it say there, that Rajan Patir, Yadunam Bhavatinam Yadunam, Rajan Patir, Daivam Kula Patir, Naka Kinkarova, where Sukadeva Goswami is encouraging Parikrama Maharaj, your grandfathers are the most pious, more pious than anybody. Don't think because you're not born a Yadu, but these Kurus are, you're so. He's saying like that, Krishna himself came to your house. You are to Yudhisthira's house.
But this story.
And he was acting as your servant, as your guru, as your more. So we can't minimize Yudhisthira, that's a transcendental pastime.
99.9% Hindus don't understand.
Don't understand what?
This story.
And yeah, but that's not the only thing they don't understand.
why pick them? Because the pious and sinful, because Prabhupada quoted the verse in that language.
Punyaya upakalpate. He says it.
Even if you commit sin, papa, but for my pleasure, it will become the highest religion. And if you don't, you avoid, don't want to do to please me, and you do very religious, pious activity, it will turn into sinful.
How do you explain this?
Go ahead, you have my blessing. Okay, anything else? All right, Hari Bol, Hari Krishna.
That was nice.